Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin Amabez in the sugyas of Eved Ivri and Amma Ivriya. The Brisa said yesterday, towards the top, Tana Rabbanan, that there are differences between different categories. Eved Ivri, we said, if the master dies, Oved HaSaben Ve'ino Oved HaSabas. Amma Ivriya, we said, does not serve either. Eino Oved HaSlo HaSaben Ve'lo HaSabas. Nirtza and Nimkar La'akum. Somebody, an Eved, which already had Ritzia done after 6 years, or sold to an Akum, does not serve the Ben or the Bas. So we went through each one, we're in the middle of going through each one of these to know what the Makar is. So we already did Eved Ivri, and we already did Amma HaIvriya. So we are up to the fourth wide line, the third category of the Braisa. HaNirtza VaNimkar Lo VeKochavim. If there's an Eved Nirtza, as is described in Mishpatim, and elsewhere, or a nimkar lagoy, a naovid lo asa ben lo asa bas, does not serve either one if the master dies. Nirtza dechsiv ratza adonav es azno bamartzeya. He shall serve the adon after he gets, he shall get his ear bored through bamartzeya va'avadola olam, and he will serve him forever. V'lo asa ben lo asa bas, we darshin, serve him and no one else. Lo asa ben lo asa bas, nimkar lo v'kochavim minayin, haba nimkar la'akum. Chizkia, Amar Kra, V'chishav im Koneyu, V'lo im Yorshe Koneyu. You have to work out when he would want to go free, b'machashiv, with his buyer, but not with the Yorshim of his buyer, and that is also the Makar, that he does not serve the Yorshim of the Akum. Ritzia, again, it's come up already, but just to mention it again, Ritzia, the Gemara tells us a little bit later, we will have this soon, but I'll mention it now. It's going to come up in a couple of dafim. Rashi quotes this Al HaTorah. Why is it that we do Ritzia in the ear? What exactly is the ear? So Rashi quotes Evet Shasham Al Sinai Lo Signo V'Halach V'Ganav. You know, that's why we give a punishment, so to speak, in the ear. And the question the Maharal Diskin asks is: so if the problem is Lo Signov, and that was the reason by Machruhu Bezdin, he didn't have enough money, and therefore Bezdin had to sell him. So why do we wait 6 years to do this? You know, we should do it right away. If the problem is Lo Signov, that he stole, so then right away we should bore his ear. Why wait 6 years? And after that, if he decides to stay, so then we will bore his ear. So the answer the Maharal Diskin gives is that really going into Avdus is itself the punishment. The problem is that after 6 years now, what is he saying? I'm happy where I am. I want to stay. He obviously doesn't think it's a punishment. He obviously is satisfied in the state that he is in. See, if that's true, then we have to give another punishment. That's why. It's not that this is that we delayed the punishment. No, there was a punishment. It's just that if he doesn't realize it, then the master has to give him another one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there is another onesh that one is needed. And that has important ramifications, but not for now. So let's just leave that one thought on Ritzia, which Bezer will come back to. But now let's continue with Rava. Amar Rava. Dvar Torah, once we're talking about an Eved that was Nimkar Lagoy, and we spoke about whether his children do not get it, so what about in general? The issue of Yerusha. Amar Rava, Dvar Torah, Ovid Kochavim Yorish Aviv. On a Daraisa level, a non-Jew Yarshins his father. Midaraisa, there is biological connection recognized by halacha. Shneamar v'chishavim koneyu v'loim yarshe koneyu. The fact that the Torah has to come and exclude yarshe koneyu michlal de isla yarshim. It must be that he has yarshim, and the Torah is not telling us here that he has no yarshim. It doesn't sound that way. Just like it's not telling us that by the other cases of Eved Ivri and Am Ivriya. But it means he has yarshim, but the Yarshim do not get the Eved Ivri. L'may nafkamina, do we know? Do we have to know whether an Akum has Yerusha? What difference does it make for us in Halacha? They're not coming to ask us their Shilas, right? So it comes up for this case of Nimkar La'akum. The Ritva also says if an Akum dies, his stuff is in Hefker. It's not that you just go there and take his property. It goes to the Yoresh on a Daraisa level, not just Mishum Eva, Mishum Darkei Shalom, don't take his property. No, on a Daraisa level. Rav Chitim Mayech Vaslo Nafkamina Lening Gizelo Shal Gai Ha'asur. Im Yesh Lo Yerusha Yesh Bahem Mishum Gizelo Vim Lav Ein Bahem Mishum Gezel Tehef Keirin Inhu on a Daraisa level. So Agai yarshid midaraisa. Ger esa oved kochavim. What if you have a ger? Somebody who converted. What is his biological relationship with his father? He yarshins on a rabbinic level. Midaraisa, as we know, he's not related. Gershin is gayer, kakan shenola dami. Midrabanan, we say he yarshins. Ditzad, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Demai, ger v'ovid kochavim, she yarshuas aviyem ovid kochavim. If you have someone converted, and he has a brother who didn't convert, and they both yarshin their father, who is an idol worshiper, ovid kochavim, ger yachalomar l'ovid kochavim, tol ata avodas kochavim, va'ani ma'os. You take the idols, and I'll take the money. Tol ata yayin nasach v'ani peirus. You take the wine, that's usher, and I'll take the fruit. Meaning, what's the chiddush here? We know that avodah zarah is usher b'hana. Usher b'hana doesn't only mean direct benefit, but I also can't substitute it for something else. I can't give you something that's usher b'hana, I'll get something else in return. So here, says the Gemara, because right when the father dies, the estate does not yet belong to the convert. So therefore, on a daraisa level, that's the raya. The fact that there's no Yerusha on a daraisa level means it's not his yet, and therefore he can say, you take this and I take that. And that's not a problem of switching and substituting one for the other. Mishabola Rishos Ger, but once the Ger, let's say they split it up, and it's now his, and now he wants to split, Aser, then it's going to be Aser. Because it's already his, and that's called Hana'a Me'isure Hana'a. So the Gemara says, V'isaka daitav da'oraisa kilo ba'ul rishuso nami. But if you want to say that a ger yarshins even on a da'oraisa level, so the second that his father dies, it belongs to him. Kilo ba'ul rishuso nami, even before he gets it. Before it comes into his rishus, ki shakil when he takes chilufe avodas kochavim utu shakil. He's taking chilufe avodazara. So it must be that there is no Yerusha on a Daraisa level. Elami Drabanan. Why is there? So it's only Drabanan. So why did the Rabbanan create it? So there's no. It's not on a Daraisa level. That we learn. All right. So why Midrabanan is it created? Elami Drabanan. Gzeira hu Da'avid Rabbanan. It's a Gzeira which the Rabbanan enacted. Shema Yachzer Lusuro. You know what's going to happen? The Ger is going to be very inspired to become Jewish. And after he becomes Jewish, his father is going to become a billionaire. And then his father is going to die. And he's going to say, oh, I can't believe this. Right, my father's a billionaire and I can't even get anything. So we're worried that he might go back to his non-Jewish ways. And we don't want that. So that is why, midrabanan, we say, no, you also, yarshin. And then that would hopefully protect him from going back. Period. A couple of points on this line. The Rashi here quotes the principle that we know. Why is there no Yerusha on the Daraisa level? I just mentioned it outside. Fifth to last skinny line. The inam siyachis acher obi kochavim ukekatan shenolad me'elav dami. It's like a child who was just born, not born to this father, but child was born. Gershon is gargan shenolad dami, as the Gemara says elsewhere. What is the source for Gershon is gargan shenolad dami? The Gemara never says a source. The Gemara just says the principle. So two suggestions made by the mefarshim, one in the Rishonim, one in the Achronim. If you look in the Rishonim, the Balaturim. The tour in Parshas Kisetze says it's a remez, where the pasuk says, Lo sate mishpat ger yasom, which literally means, don't twist the mishpat of the ger yasom, of the convert who is an orphan, ger yasom. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes, Val ha'ashir kfar huzar, you already commanded about the ashir, lo sate mishpat evyoncha, don't twist the judgment. V'shana ba'ani la'avar ala b'shei lavim, l'fisha naka la'hatos mishpat ani yoter mishel ashir. Right, anani is someone who is many times taken advantage of, so that's why the Torah has to give an extra warning. But the language Rashi doesn't pick up, Rashi doesn't comment on. Obviously Rashi picks up on everything. Rashi does not comment on lo sate mishpat ger yasom. So the Balaturim says, ger equals Yasom. Ger Yasom, because Gershon is Gair Ka'an Shenol Adami. That's one Makar, Perach Avdalad, Pasig Yud Zayin, in Parashat Kiseitse. That's in the world of the Rishonim, and in the world of the Achronim, the Meshachachman. The Meshachachman suggests that the Makar for this principle is in Parashat Vayeschanan, on Perachei Pasach Av Zayin, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, after Har Sinai, Shuvu Lachem L'Olechem. Everybody go back to your tents. And we know, and Beso ain't Ohel Ela Ishto, everybody after Har Sinai was allowed to go back to whoever they had been married to. Wait a minute. There were people that were married to Arias. They didn't have Arias before they had Har Sinai, now they have Arias. Right? They weren't alive anymore, I don't think, but do the math. But Moshe's parents was an illicit relationship. It was an aunt and a nephew. Right? Tzipora was, Yocheved was Levi's daughter, and Amram was a son of Kahas, who was a son of Levi. So it was a nephew and an aunt. And it says here, Shuvu lochem aleichem. Not that one, that's just an example. So how could they all go back to their marriages? The answer is, Gershon Isgar, Kanshan Ola Dami. That's the Meshach Chachma. Chassam Sofer, he quotes the Chassam Sofer in the Chidush of Tovar Zara, who leaves the Betzarachian. Niskashe kol yamav. Hecha matzinu chazal gershes gar ganshin olodami. Uladaiti pashut, he says, I don't know, it's obvious. The yatzalahem demistam ahayel yotzim mitzrayim nashim harbei shayim eoslan she'in b'nei noach musharan aleihen. There were many women that was mutter for b'nei noach, right? There were differences between the arayos of b'nei noach and the arayos of Jews. So there were some that were mutter to b'nei noach that they were married to. The amram yochiach shegadol adaraya v'nasa dodaso. As we just said, he married his aunt. V'chein amru b'yom ha-kipurim panach ta'asiri lo pritzi luhu v'chulu. V'echam rachmana achar matat Torah shuvu lochem lo aleichem v'in oel ala ishto. Halo elu shenasu krovoseihem tzrichin lifrosh behem. Al karchach the gershin is gayer kikatin shenol adami. That is the makar. If you look in the Gur Aryeh in the Maharal, and we'll get back to this Baruch Hashem in a couple of lines, but the Gur Aryeh expands on the principle, not a new makar, but he expands on the principle. We mentioned this in Parshas here months ago in Parshas Noach, the end of Parshas Noach, where Rashi quotes the Chazal of Ayamas Terach Becharan, Terach died, even though if you do the math, he didn't die yet. It records that he died. Why? Because the Chazal say we don't want to be Mevaza Avram Avinu. He didn't fulfill Kibbutz Avayim. He left his aging father. And so the Maharal discusses, what, we can't do the math? What, it's as long as the Torah wrote it, now the wool is pulled over our eyes. And we can't, we won't know that. So he discusses that. And he says that this idea is really not just a biological idea, but it is a Mahuti idea. Vayamaser Pacharan, when Avram Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael and he left Charan, that was a total break with his past. It was a total turning over a new life. And that's what the Torah is emphasizing. And that's the idea of Gershon Isgar Kanshin Ola Dami. It's not just a biological disconnect, but it is a new life. Ulaficha chutzrach lahaktim misaso l'inyin Avraham lomar lecha she'inam iskashrim zem zeh. Pirish, lecha, lech lecha, she'ein lecha his kashrusim avicha, ve'ein achar ba'olam shehu pater. There's no one else in the world that is pater from kibbutz avayim, only you. Lahodia ki lo dai she'ein is yachsus avram el aviv, lios chayev bekavit aviv, aval yoser mizeh. Kasher yizkar inyan avram mazkir lefneze misas aviv. Shezeraya ki inyan avram u mischaber el misaso shotarach. There is a process here. Ki bebnei shehoti HaKadosh Baruch was avram mitarach. Pater HaKadosh Baruch was avram mikibet avayim. Shein lo is yachsus el aviv klal. Bavur hu bria acheres. Velo she'ein lo yichus el aviv. It's not just a biological disconnect, but it's a different mahus, a different nature. Ki arishonim hu tohu v'hu aschalas habinyan. And he talks about or and choshech. That's the Maharal. We'll get back to that, Baruch Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But that's an idea behind Gershon Isgayer in the footnotes of the Meshech Chachma here in Vos Chanan. Rabbi Kuberman sends you to that Maharal in the Gur Aryeh in Noach. Okay, let's continue. So Rava says, on a daraisa level, a goy does not yarshin his father. A ger yarshins his father on a derabanan level, because we don't want him to go back to his previous state. Tanya namihachi, five lines up. Bamedvar mamurim. When do we say that there you are allowed, a goy is allowed to do this and say, a ger is allowed to do this and say, you take the avodah zarah and I'll take the money and you take the ayin nesach. That's only by Yerusha, because there is no real Yerusha. It's preventative. Aval kishenish tatfu, but if they already made a shituf and now they want to switch, you take this, I'll take that, that's usur. Because that's considered hana'a from avodah zarah. Rava continues with one more line and says, "Ove ko." Well, there's one more line in Tosfos, but let's just finish this line. "Ove ko chavim es hager." But what happens in this other case? What if the father converted? "Ove ko chavim es hager," and that he has a child who's a non-Jew. "Ove ko chavim es hager v'ger es hager," or father and son converted. "Eino lo midivrei tov lo midivrei sofer." And there, you don't need the din d'rabbanan of shema yachzer l'suro, because the child is a guy, or they're both gerim, and therefore you don't have that din even on a drabbanan level. Ditznan, or this is Titania, as it says, "Lava maos min hager shenizgairu banavimo." If a person borrows money from a ger whose whole family converted, lo yachzer l'banav, do not return to his sons. Well, does not have to return to the sons because there is no biological relationship. V'imhechzir, and the Brisa even says, "Imhechzir ein ruach hachalim noche imeno." The rabbis are not happy about that. Why? We'll see in a second. Let's just finish the line. V'yatani ruach hachalim noche imeno. Aye, but we have another Brisa that says, is not so bad. Ruach hachalim ar noche imeno. Lo kasha. Kan shahoraso v'leidaso shalobik dusha. Where are the rabbis not happy about it? Where it's two non-Jews, a father and a son, and they both converted. So there, they're totally not connected and related. But kan, in the case where the chacham marnoche menu, but kan shahoraso shalobik dusha v'leidaso bik dusha, where he's born Jewish. If he's born Jewish, then really halachically, because of at conception, they were not Jewish yet. The father was not the child, or the relationship did not exist yet by conception. They are not related. But midrabanan, we say, because he was born Jewish, you know, so then people might get confused. If you don't give him the loan, then you might not give other people the loan, and therefore we allow it. Okay, stop there for a moment. That is all Rava. That is all Rava. A number of points. First of all, what's the reason that ain ruach hachalem noche menu? What's so bad? What's so bad about, you know, giving back a loan that you don't really have to give, where they're not related? So Rashi says, "Ein racham noch emenu." Last line, "Ein das chachamim nocha aleihem b'maasav." The chachamim's das they don't appreciate his actions. Klomar, "Ein machzikin lo tova." Shlomo tzrichu l'kach. Don't say he did a great thing. Meaning, it's not so detrimental. It's so dangerous. You don't say shkoyach to him. Right, it's not such a, he doesn't have to do it. Usually, if you don't have to do something and you do it, you're like, shkayach, very nice. Midas chasidus. Rashi is telling us, this is not midas chasidus. Right, ein racham noche menu, don't say shkayach to him. That's Rashi. But he still doesn't get to the root issue. So why? What's so bad? So if you look in Rabbi Yosef Engel right here in the Gilyone Hashas, he says, you know why? Because he doesn't quote that Maharal, but it's that Maharal idea that we just said. Gershon Hizgar Koshin Olodami means there are two worlds. If you give back, you could be reflecting that you're denying that break. You're denying that separation between Kedushas Yisrael and lack thereof. Nira Lanias Daiti. Rabbi Yosef Engel, most of the time, is just quoting sources and quoting Mar Makomos, unbelievable Bekius. But here he says his own idea. He says, Lule Pirish Rashi Vitosvis. Without Rashi and Tosfos, Haya Nir Lanias Daiti Hatam Tachzarahu Bizayon Bikdusha Yisraelis. It's a bizayon. It's a denial of the unique kedusha. The time of the Gershon is Gar Kanchen Ol Adami Lefisha Ein Shaychus Lekusis Bikdusha Yisraelis. There's different worlds. Kidichsiv Va'Avdil Eschem Min Ha'Amim Lihiyosli V'Alkein Kivan Shenasi Yisrael HaHechrich Shepasa Kol HaMetzias Akusis Shelo. It's a different bria. The e f shar sheyia kusis be Yisraelios. There's no overlap, right? What do we say? We say in Kiddush, bein or lachoshech, bein Yisrael la'amim. It's like or and choshech. In terms of kedusha, obviously the selam alokim to every person in the world, but in terms of kedusha, the alkein zeh hamachzir lebanav shehim banim rak mi paas sheholidam bihiyoso akum im kein mare bazeh sheyisha dain gamata. You are recognizing that there's still a relationship between them. Once, if he's born Jewish, there's already a Lashemis of Kedusha. even though the fertilization didn't happen, and that's why he ain't, you could say Ruach HaChamim are fine if he was born Jewish. But other than that, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, we would not say that. That is the Gilyon Eshas right here. If you look in the Chashuke Chemed, he uses this also to talk about a case where Ganav Migoyv and his guy, if somebody stole money, then he converted. So Meik, of course he should give back the money. But Meik Yeradin, is there still a Chiyav Hashava? If you're a totally different person, do you still have the Chiyav Hashava? And he goes through and explains yes. Yes, because there's still a stain on the record. Still a stain on the record. And he quotes the Gemara in Tinus. Remember the Gemara about Anshe Ninveh. People of Ninveh, the Gemara says, even though there was a Takana Drabanan called Takanas Meiresh, the Takana of the board. What does that mean? I stole a board, and I built a house with that board, and now I want to do tshuva. If I'm going to have to take that board out and knock down my whole house, I'm not going to do tshuva. So the rabbi said, you know what? Just pay back money. You can keep the board. That's the Takanas Meiresh, as we had in the Mishnah Mesechas Gittin, describes the Takanas Meiresh. But the Gemara in Tinus says, the people of Ninveh did such tshuva that they didn't even rely on Takanas Meiresh. They took out the board and they gave it back. Why? Because even sometimes if you don't have to return something, there's still a stain on the record. And they wanted to even remove any shemitz of a stain. So even here, you want to technically say you converted the Nochi Vashava, you give it back. You still have the person's item in your rishus. Okay, we have to continue. So keep in mind, we don't have time right now, but the little Tosfos discusses Brera. Brera about the issues of when you're splitting and what's considered substituting. Did you get it? Did you not get it? So Tosas there brings in Brera. Maybe that should be a reason why he would be able to be switch it with Avodah Zarah, but not for now. Let's continue. Said the Gemara second line. Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Amar Rav Yochanan. We had Rava, and now we have a different source. Ovid Kochavim Yorechas Aviv Dvar Torah Dechsiv. What was Rava's source? How do you know a guy Gyarshin's his father? So Rava had a source, V'chishevim koneu, v'lom yarshe koneu. That's how we got into this discussion. But Reb Yochanan has a different source. You know why? Dichsiv, because the pasuk at the beginning of Dvarim. Ki Yerusha le'esav, nasati es har seir. I gave Esav a Yerusha, har seir. So Esav was not Jewish. And you know that the Torah uses the language of Yerusha. Right? Rashi explains, Esav yarshint it from Avraham. Right? That is the pashtus of the pasuk. Nasati is har seir. That's how you know. Obi kochavim, yorish is avid var Torah. If you look in the Rush says maybe it's referring to the children of Esav yarshinting it from him. Maybe Avraham is a Jew. So maybe you can't, we're not talking about Jew and non-Jew. So the Rush says differently. The Rush says no, it's the B'nai Esav yarshinting it from Esav. Says the Gemara, Vidilma Yisrael Mumar Shiny. Ooh. Maybe Esav is not just a run-of-the-mill non-Jew. Maybe he's considered a Yisrael Mumar. Yisrael Mumar Shiny. Right? And that's why you can't bring a raya from Esav. Esav is a Ben Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, Elamehacha, Ki Livnei Lot, Nasati Esar Yerusha. Okay, the children of Lot got Ar, a city as a Yerusha, so there it's B'nai Lot from Lot. So that's what works. Let's just finish. For Abchia Bar Avin, my time alama Karava, what's wrong with the first source? Miksiv, Achishavim Koneo, Veloam Yarsha Koneo. Does it say that? It says Koneo. Who says he's supposed to make the Diuk? V'loam Yarshe Koneo. For Rava, my time alama Kravchia Bar Avin, why doesn't he like the second source? Bishim Kvodo to Avraham Shiny. Maybe it's different. Avram's descendants should get certain lands, but not Dafka Meikar Adin. Maybe it's just because of covet of Avraham. A couple of points. First of all, halachically, so the Obikochavim Yarshins, his father, Dvar Torah. What about the other Seder of Yerusha? Does it go in the same order for a non-Jew? A son Yarshins the father. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says it's only the son, and then after that, whoever wants. It's not the same order that we know from Yesh Nochelin, that the father, the son, and then the daughter, and the brothers. No, the Rambam says, Hagoy Yorich is Aviv Min HaTorah, Avol Shar Yerusho Sehen, Manichin Osam Lofi Min Hagam. You have the son, and then after the son, whoever wants. Why? Says the Magen Mishnah, Mipnei Shalom Matzino Sheyeh Seder Nachlas Ela B'Yisrael Bilvad. The whole idea of Seder Nachlas by Benot Slavchad, right, is only found by a Jew. Who says that it should apply to a non-Jew? So this whole Gemara here is only about a son. Good. Inyana Diyoma, right, there's one thought from the Briskers, all of the Briskers quote the following idea, and that is, why in the Haggadah do we have this pasuk quoted? Ki Yerusha la'esev nasati esar seir, or a pasuk like that in Sefer Yehoshua, I think at the end of Yehoshua, right, we quote that, and I think it's in the parak mitchilo of the Avodah Zarah, or Baruch Shomer, one of those two, I don't have it in front of me, right, we quote that Esav got har seir, and Bnei Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. What do we have to say that in the Haggadah for? What's the emphasis that Esav got har seir, and so they explain it based on a Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnah is in Nedarim, where the Mishnah there, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah there says that if somebody makes a neder, that they're not allowed to get any benefit from Bnei Noach. So then, Mutar B'Yisrael V'Aser B'Umos, fine. What if somebody makes a neder that he's not getting any benefit from Zerah Avraham? I'm not getting a benefit from Zerah Avraham. So who does that include? Says the Mishnah, Aser B'Yisrael Umutar B'Umos. Zerah Avraham also means Jews. So ask the Rambam, why does Zerah Avraham mean Jews? What about, you know, you have Yitzchak, you have Yishmael, you have Yaakov and Esav. Aren't all of those Zerah Avraham? So why if I say Aser Zerah Avraham, am I only Aser in Jews? So elsewhere, there's a different pasuk quoted. The Mefarshim point out, the Rambam quotes a different makar here in Pirush Mishnayis than he does even in Mishnah Torah and elsewhere. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lazara, bi Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Okay, that's one drasha. But that's not what the Rambam says here. The Rambam says here, Mefurish batorah, shezera Avraham stam eino ela zera Yaakov bilvad. Why? Why is zera Yaakov, that's what zera Avraham is? V'hu masha omer lo Hashem, yadoa teda ki ger yezaracha be'eretz lo lohem. Because in the Bris Ben Abasarim it says that Avram, your seed is going to be subjugated and going to Galus and have terrible times. Which nation had terrible times? Having terrible times is a prerequisite for being Zera Avraham. Valonis kaim ze ela bezera Yaakov. Yishmael and Esav, they had it easy. They got their portions of lands and they lived happily ever after. Lefichach mutu lo lehenos afilu be'esav v'yishmael. So what is that? What is the pasuk of Esav gets his harseir? That's the reflection that we are Zerah Avraham. And that's why we mentioned that in the Haggadah. And that's this based on this Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos and Nedarim. But that's this pasuk right here that is quoted in our Gemara as a potential source for Yerusha. Very crucial Rambam to be aware of. One final point, and that is the Ramban. There is a Ramban. There is a major question in the Mefarshim, the Prashas Drachim. The Mishnah L'Malach has a separate sefer called the Prashas Drachim, where he has drushes. They're not drushes that we would call drushes. They're drushes, they're lumdish discussions. So in the first drush there, he discusses what was the status of the Jewish people before Matan Torah. What status did the Avos have? Were they pre-Jewish? Were they Jewish? Were they super Bnei Noach? Those are all different formulations. What were they? So the Ramban discusses this in Parshas Emor, where at the end of the Parsha, we have the story of the Ben Isha HaYisraelis, the Isha, Vahu Ben Ish Mitzri, the whole discussion. There's a Rashi there, quotes, Malam Ish and Isgayer. He converted. And everyone says, what do you mean he converted? The Ramban asks, Ben Isha Yisraelis. So what do you have to convert for? His mother was Jewish. So the Ramban quotes the French rabbis. Vatsar Fatim Omrim. You know why he had to do conversion here, even though his mother was Jewish? Kitama Geiris Mebnei Shahaya Kodem Matan Torah. Vaya Mishpato Leilech Achar HaZachar. Before Maimon Har Sinai, we believed in patrilineal descent. Wow. Mimasha Amru, but Umos Halach Achar Zachar. Because we weren't Jewish. We weren't Jewish before Maimon Har Sinai. Maybe we were super Bnei Noach. We had some extra mitzvahs. But the Tsarfatim, says the Ramban, say, that's why he needed Geirus. He really needed Geirus. Kasher Nolad Zeh Lo Malu Oso Ki Mitzriah Yibedino. Avok Kasher Gadol Nis Gayer L'dayto Benimo. Says the Ramban, I beg to differ. V'ein Dayti Kach. I think that's wrong. Why? Here's his line. Ki me'ei sheba Avram bibris hayu Yisrael uvagoyim lo yischashavu. Right, to paraphrase a pasuk from Bilam. The Ramban says, right when Avram Avinu recognized God and started the family, which became the nation, he was already different. He was already Israel. And then he quotes one line. He quotes one source to prove this. Ukimo sha'amar be'esav dilma Yisrael mumar shaini. What's he quoting? He's quoting our Gemara. He's quoting our Gemara that Esav was considered a Yisrael. Esav was considered a Yisrael mumar. He wasn't considered the nation, Zerah Avraham, because he didn't go into servitude, as we just explained. But that shows that at the time, maybe he was considered Jewish. Yisrael, because our Gemara calls him a Yisrael mumar, and that's why we have to go to go on to a different source. So that's amazing. That one line, this one line here, proves to the Ramban that the Avos had the status of Yisrael before Maamad Har Sinai. Okay, we continue. Tana Rabbanan, two dots. Yesh be'ivri, she'ein be'ivriya, v'yesh be'ivriya, she'ein be'ivri. We have some things by an Eved Ivri, we have some halachas by an Ivriya. Yesh be'ivri, there are some halachas by an Eved Ivri, shehu yotzei b'shanim u'b'yovel b'misas ha'adon. An Eved Ivri goes free after 6 years, or after Yovel, at Yovel, or b'misas ha'adon. Mashe'enkin be'ivriya, unlike an Ivriya, which we don't know what that means yet, because those do apply to an Ivriya also. Right, we said that in the Mishnah. So the Gemara will explain what that's talking about. The Yesh B'Ivriya, and there's something by an Ivriya, that an Ivriya doesn't have, Shahari Ivriya Yotza B'Simanim, an Ivriya goes out B'Simanim when she comes of age, Veinanim Keres V'Nishnei, she can never be sold twice, which we'll talk about, Umaftin Osa B'Alkarcho, and she can be redeemed against his will. So who's his will? Again, unclear. Mashen kein be'ivri. That's the brisa. Every line of this brisa is difficult. Right? What does it mean? An ivri has something that an ivriya does not have, and vice versa. So let's talk about each stage. Amar, yesh be'ivri, yesh ein be'ivriya. So these three, only an eved ivri has. What? Going out with shanim and yovel? And misas ha'adon, but what in vermini? Our Mishnah. Yiseir alav amah ivriya shekona asa b'simanim. Remember, our Mishnah, and dav yud dalot amah beis. Right, there's two Mishnayos. The first two Mishnayos about the world of Avadim, Yudalid is Eved Ivri, Chav Beis is Eved Kenani. Right, so this is all the Eved Ivri discussions. So there on Daf Yudalid, we have Eved Ivri is Nikne B'Kesef Shar, and Kona Atzmo B'Shonim B'Yovel U'Biki Ron Kesef, and Alma Ivriya has extra Yisera Alav, Shekona Atzmo B'Simanim. So it's not exclusive. Amarev Sheishas Kagon Sheyada. You know what the Bryce is talking about? Where Yi'ud was done. Where Yi'ud was done, which is a quasi-type of marriage by the master or his son. So then you can't get out of Yi'ud just by Yovel. Right? There's no automatic. They're married. So she doesn't just walk out free by Shanim Yovel and Misa Sa'adon. Says the Gemara, Yod, Apshita. So then that's obvious. Gita boy. They're married. You need to get. Answer, Ma'u detema lo livtala hilchasamina. You might have said no. Still, even though they're somewhat married, quasi-married, still the other yitzios aren't nullified. Kamashmalan, they are. What's the havamina? What's the maskana here? So the Ritva acts like an achron here. The Ritva says, okay, you're the lumdus. I shouldn't say that. Right? The sources of all lumdus are in the Rishonim. But the Ritva here is very graphic and illustrative. What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? Says the Ritva, Mistavra Lidachi Pirusho. Mao detema kivan tahani kidushin lo damula kidushin da alma. Yiud is not a normal marriage. And therefore, you might have said, doesn't need the normal uprooting of the marriage. And therefore, remember we had a couple of days ago even, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, what language is used by Yiud? Hariat miyuedesli or hariat mukudeshesli? Rashi said miyuedesli, the Rambam said mukudeshesli. Maybe that language reflects how they see this. But says the Ritva, that's the Havamina here, that you might have thought that this is not a normal marriage, and therefore you could have other ways out of this marriage. V'hacha... And there, v'daho ba'havi ba'karchei da'av, v'dich v'asaya ba'amah, lo avi kedushin klal, v'hacha gzeres ha'kasev hu demahani, v'kiva dechein, ein lecha bo, ela b'masha amra Torah, v'teitze kilcho seha, dum yadam evri yadalma. Kamash malan, what? Kamash malan, it's still very different, but you still require the get, or kamash malan is not so different. Right, that's the shayla. If you look at Reb Chaim, in the Grach al Hashas, in Kuf Pei Beis, his formulation of Yiud is Chalos Kiddushin without a Maisa Kiddushin. Right, that's his. So it's has to be somewhat connected, but somewhat different. That's his formulation. Chalos, meaning it achieves the same thing that Kiddushin achieves, but it doesn't get there the same way. After all, we know, there's a machlokas, which we'll have, whether the master, the Adon or son, have to pay anything now. Or do you say what's called Mo's Kiddushin, Mo's Rishonos, the Kiddushin did do. The original Kenyan money that's used for marriage. There's no even Maisa here. So, explains the Reb Chaim, that it could be a who din mechudash diyes ma'isa yiru b'ma'isa yiru nasis ha'ama le'isha lo makadesh v'lazeh ha'ma'isa shayach rak la'adon. Therefore, the adon might even do the ma'isa for the son. Avo ma'isa av ma'isa yiru chalon ha'kidushin avo lashon l'ma'isa ha'lashon l'ma'isa lo shayach hayno al totsa'a me ha'lashon v'chulu. So that's how some formulate it, like he does, a chalos without the ma'isa. Continues the Gemara, Ihachi Amai Yotze B'Simanim. If it's true that it's so different, so why does she go out, why does an Ami of Riyah go out with Simanim? If it's after Yud, Simanim aren't enough. Hachi Kamar, Im Lo Yada Yotze B'Simanim. Okay, you have to add it into the Braisa. So that is all the first line of the Braisa. In Ivri has over in Ivriyah, that's only if there was Yiyud done. So now the opposite. In Ivriyah has something that in Ivri doesn't have. Number one, Simanim. Okay, we understand that. What about the next line? Eina nimkeres v'nishne. She's never sold twice, says the Gemara. Michlal de'evet ivri nimkar v'nishne. In every ivri could be sold twice? Because this is only by ivri ava, Tanya, but that's not true. We learned in the Braisa, big neva so below big felo. An evet ivri is only sold for what he stole if he doesn't have enough money to pay back the principal. But what if he has enough money to pay the principal but not the keren, but not the kefel? He is not sold. No, he stays a free man, and when he has enough money to pay back, he pays back. Big neva so velo bizmamo. If he does not have enough money to pay back, he was an eid zomeim, and he doesn't have enough money to do kasher zomim velo kasher asa. Also, he is not sold for that. Big neva so he is sold for his geneva singular. Kivan shenim kar pamacha shuv yata rasha lamochro. So you see, the Braisa tells us even an evan ivri, even a male cannot be sold twice. So what does the Gemara mean? So amar rava lo kasha kam begneva achas kam b'shtei genevas. The chiluk is one or two. He can't be sold twice for the same geneva, but for two different genevas he can be sold. Amar le abaya begneva so tuva mashma. But what do you mean? It sounds geneva so sounds like many genevas. Still, he's only sold once. El amar abaya lo kasha kam b'adam echad kam b'shtei bnei adam. How many people did he steal from? He can't be sold twice for the same person. But Shnei Bnei Adam, he can be sold for. The Minchas Chinuch in his classic style, last kashas that we wouldn't have thought of. He says, what happens when it says, B'gneva sovelo b'kfelo. He's not sold for his kefel. So I go to the Nignav and I'm giving him money. I stole 100. I give him 100. Is he allowed to say, thank you very much. I'll take this as my kefel. But you still owe me my Karen. So does that work? And then he'll be sold in order to pay back the Karen. Is he allowed to do that? What if he does a beferish? What if he's a good guy? He says, yeah, this is your kefel. Right? Does that work? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that does not work. Because by definition, there is no kefel unless it's built onto the Karen. If there's no Karen, there's no kefel. As the Gemara says elsewhere, if I'm ever, for some reason, putter on the Karen, let's say this Kimle B'Drabamine, we discussed in the third parak in Subis, right? I'm going to be putter on the kefel. Because kefa only exists are building on top of Karen. That's what he says. V'yosem izanira da'af imaganev shilem lo beferush ba'ada kefel mikal makom kivan shehu piraron rishon nasa Karen biad balabayas kilo nikra kefel rak achar Karen v'yemkein eno nimkar b'chol gavna ve'ena dom elachov. Beautiful. Beginning of Simon Membeis, he has that point. Okay, so we are up to period. Tana Rabbanan, Genevo Ela Feshava Chamesh Meos. What if he stole 1,000 and he's worth 500? So he has no money. So Nimkar V'chozev Nimkar. So he is sold in order to pay back, and then maybe he is even sold again. Right? The Rambam's gear, so the Gra says here is Eino Chozev Nimkar. Either way, he's sold. The point is that he's sold in order to pay back. Genevo Chamesh Meos Feshava Elef. What if he stole 500 and he is worth? His work is worth 1,000. Enonim karklal. That he's not sold, because he's not sold for half of himself, as we'll see. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Imay Genevo Knegan Mimkaro Nimkar, Vimlav Enonimkar. Rabbi Eliezer has a tremendous limit. He's only sold if it's exactly his value in work is exactly what he stole, if not not. Amar Rava, Bahazakin, Rabbi Elazar the Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar had a great taina on the Rabbanan. Why? Demaishna gnevo chamesh meos v'shava elav de'ein nimkar. Why did the Rabbanan agree in that case that if he is worth double than what he stole, he is not sold? De nimkar kulo amar Rachman avelo chetzio. His whole mahus has to be sold and not just half. Hachanami nimkar b'gneva so amar Rachman avelo nimkar b'chatzi gneva so. So do the opposite. So Rabbi liked Rabbi Eliezer's svara. Fine. Period. Umaftin also about Karcho. Next statement in the Brisa that we, by an Ivriya, not by an Ivri, by an Ivriya, we force him to redeem. So who's the him? So, Sava Ravalameimar Bal Karche to Adon. We force the Adon to free if there is a way out. If there's a way out for this person to become free, right? So, and how would that work? We'll see in a second. Then we would force the Adon. Amalei Abaya. What's the case that we would force the Adon? My Nihu, de Kasavna Leishtara Adameha, where we have a third party that's writing an IOU to the master, giving it to the master and saying, I have it covered, I'll pay you back, just let them go free. No, that would not work. Am I? Why should that work? Nakin Marganisa Biyade, Yahivna Lechaspa, he has a jewel, he has this evet. You're going to give him a shard, meaning an IOU. There's three times already we've had this in this Masechta already. IOU is not Kasef. You have to give money. If you're not giving money, you can't create a chov. So, says Abaya, that's not what the Bryce is talking about. So, Ela Amar Abaya, Bal Karche Da'av. It means if the father has enough money to redeem his daughter, so that's where we force the father to do it. Why? Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. Because it affects the family. Affects the family name to have an Ame Ivriya in the family. Says the Gemara Yahachi, Evet Ivri Nami. So I didn't say the same thing by Evet Ivri. Why is it only by females? Nech Pinu Lebane Mishpacha Mishim Baka Mishpacha. Why didn't he say the same thing? Hadar Azul Mazvin Avshe. No, the problem is, because you know what might happen? The Evet Ivri might just keep the money that they gave him and sell himself again. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, Hadar Azul Mazvila. So the father might sell again. What do you mean, force the father? No. Haktani ain't an imkaris finishnes. We learned already. The other line of the Brisa that she's never sold twice. Umani, and who is this Brisa reflecting? Hushita Rabbi Shimon he. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Mocher Adam Esbito li Ishus Vishone. A person can accept Kiddushin on his daughter's behalf twice. How do you do it twice? If the first marriage ends when she is still in her father's Rishus, after Arison. Vishone, l'shifchus vishone, or shifchus also, and she's still not a bogeris. L'shifchus vishone, l'ishus achar shifchus, and also, after shifchus, if somehow she gets free, he could accept kiddushin on her behalf, avolo, l'shifchus achar ishus. The only thing the Tanakhama excludes is shifchus achar ishus. He can't do kiddushin. Once she was in the world of normal kiddushin, then he can't sell her into shifchus and yiud. That's inappropriate. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it works in both directions. Kishem shein adam mocher esbito l'shifchus achar ishus, kach einam mocher esbito l'shifchus achar shifchus. Right, you can't be mocher her twice l'shifchus, and that's the brisa. That's our brisa, that you can't sell her twice, and that's why we would force the father to take her, because he wouldn't be able to sell her again. And this machlokas here is based on the following limud of the Tanoim. Titanya, the Pasuk says, Bevigdo ba. The Pasuk says in Mishpatim, talking about our context, Bevigdo ba. What does the word Bevigdo ba mean? So, machlokas Tanoim, what does the word mean? There are two translations. First opinion, it comes from the word beged, clothing. Kivan Shapiro's taliso aleha. Once he puts his talis over her, which is a lashon of marriage, shuv ein rashay lamochra, div Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds you can have shifchus achar ishus. Right? That is number one. Also, have shifchus achar ishus, even though he would allow shifchus achar shifchus. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar omer the opposite. Bevigdo ba. Bevigdo means from the word begida, treason, acting against, not from the word beged. Kivan shebogad ba, shuv ein rashay lamochra. Once he was bogeyed, meaning sold her once, ein rashay lamochra. You can't have shivchus achar shivchus. There are two ways to understand the pasuk, beged or begida. If you look in the Rishash here, the Rishash says here, this is the makar for one of the shitas of chuppah being pires taliso aleha. Whether that means the canopy, whether that means the minhag of putting a talis over the chasen and the kala, it comes from this lashon right here. Kivan shepires taliso aleha. That's where it comes from. That's the Rishash's comment here. And he also adds, let me just find the Rishash comments here. Venirali dimize yatsa minhag lachaso sesakala behinuma. Badekin, says the Rishash, this is the makar for the badekin, for the chasen covering the kala with a veil. The yashara minag b'ksas mekomos shegama chasen holechim akruim l'chasosa. Right, which is the minag in most places, that the chasen goes to the badekin, what that we call it, and he covers the kala. Right, people, many think that, what's that about? To make sure it's the right one. Right, Yaakov and, right, that's not true, because then you would uncover. No, you cover. So obviously, no, it's a form of chuppah. It's a form of chuppah, according to the Rishash. V'tov ha'yeshu ba'atzmo yechasena. The Rishash says that the chasen himself, sometimes people help the chasen should do it. V'nira dezeo sh'amra rus ufarasta kanafecha lamasecha kanfei ksuscha. And then he quotes, maybe it's only by Yiyud and not by others, but this is the Rishash. If it is a form of chuppah, it gets into the Mishnah al-Malach Safek of Nisuin Lifnei Kiddushin. Right, because we do the Badekin earlier, so you'd have to, if it's a form of Nisuin, so then it would be, it would relate to that issue. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, B'mayka Miflagi. So what's the root machlokas here about how to understand the word Bivigdo? Rabbi Elezer, Savar, Yesh Eim Lemesores. Rabbi Elezer says, who said this from the word Begida, he holds Yesh Eim Lemesores, and Bogdo is betrayal. That's how it is written. Rabbi Akiva, Savar, Yesh Eim Lemikri. You go by how it's read. Beged, those as they each have their own exclusive shitas. For Rabbi Shimon, but what did Rabbi Shimon say in our brisa? He said both doesn't work. Rabbi Shimon says you can't have shivchas achar ishus and you can't have shivchas achar shivchus because he holds a both. Yeshem lamikra ula misores. He would hold a both. And Rashi points out, even though Sanhedrin daf dalud, Rabbi Shimon has one shita, basukas, because there usually Yeshem lamikra, Yeshem lamisores are contradictory to each other. You can only hold of one and not the other. But here you can hold of both. And that's why Reb Shimon here holds of both, and that's why both are excluded. Okay. Boy Rabba Bar Avuha. Yiyud. Getting back to the issue of Yiyud. Yiyud Nisuin Ose O Erisin Ose. Right? The quasi type of marriage that the Adon or the son does with the Amma Ivriya. Is that an Erisin or is that even Nisuin? Is that even Nisuin? Ask the Pnei Yeshua, why would this be a Nisuin? What's the Hava Mina? Why would you say this is anything more than any other Erisin? So explains the Pnei Yeshua, because she's already Birshuso. Usually Erisin is the first step and then Nisuin is the second step. Here, she's already in the Rishus of the Master, or of the Son. So that's why it's different. Devadi adifi mishab delo mixera mesira lechupa. Debekivin shahav masra lereshusa adon ubiyada adon liyada hariza keilu, right? The masra lechupa. That's why the Gemara asks. It could be both. The Gemara earlier daf yud or so had the question of kiddushe bia, what it does. But here we're talking about yud. Yini suin ose o erisin ose. Nafkamina lo yarsho latame lo hafer nedareha. As we had earlier, those are the nafkaminas that apply after nisuin. So mai. So tashma. Let's try to prove it from what we just quoted. Bevigdo ba kivan shapiris taliso aleha shubin yat resha lamochra. Once he spreads his talis out, meaning yiyud, so then he can no longer do mechira. So zvuni hu delo mazvila. So we darshin, he can't sell her afterwards, hayiyudim yava, but he would be able to do yiyud afterwards. Here the word yiyud doesn't mean yiyud. Rashi points out here it means kiddushin. It means kiddushin, which is fascinating, that the Gemara uses the word yiyud to mean kiddushin. We darshin, after yiyud he can't sell her, but he can marry her. The father still has rights after Yiyud. The E Amrit Nisuin Oseb, but if you say Yiyud is Nisuin, then the father should be out of the picture. Kiva Denise Shuv Ein Lavia Rishuspa. So, Ela Lav Shvamina, Erison Oseb. It must be Yiyud just as Erison. And that's why the father is not totally out of the picture. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Amrit Achab Yitzcha Kacha Bikidushin Da Amakoi. Here, when it says Piris Taliso, maybe that's talking about marriage, a regular marriage. It's not talking about Yiyud. The Hachi Kamar, and the Brisa means as follows: Kivan she Masra Avia Lamishin is Chayev b'Sherek Susav Onasa. Since the father married her off, b'Sherek Susva Ona, the Makar is by the Yama Ivriya. So since since he's Chayev in that Shub Ein Yochel Amachra, what's his regular Ishus? But again, no Raya. It's not talking about Yud. Tashma, let's try one more. Tashma, the Braisa says, Ein Mochra Lekrovim. A father cannot sell, as an Amir Vriya, to relatives, because then Yud is not possible. Ein Mochra Lekrovim. Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer, Amru Mochra Lekrovim, no problem. Vishavin, but they both agree, even the Tanakama agrees, Shemochra Amana Lekoin Gadol, Grusha Vachalutza Lekoin Hedyot. He can be Mocher her in a context where there would be Tfisas Kiddushin. It's not Krovim Arayos. So, Hay Almana Echidami, what's the case of Almana that we are talking about here? That she is already an Almana that the father is still able to sell her. Hechidami. Ilema dikadish nafsha. Is it that she was a ktana and she got married herself? Says the Gemara, Almana karila. That's an Almana what? She's a maisa ktana or nothing. So it can't be that she did it herself. Ela dikadshaviyah. It must be that the father accepted Kiddushin, right, Kidshaviha, and that's what we're talking about, that even after that, he would be able to give her over to sell her as a Namevriya. One second, Mimasi Mazvila. If he already accepted Kiddushin for her, how could he sell her? Viha ein adam ocher esbita l'shifcha zacharishus, we said earlier. So what's the case that she is an almana, and the father now is able to be mocher her to a Kohen Gadol. V'yomer Rav Amram, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Hacha b'kiddushe Yiyud. Maybe the original marriage, she's an Amana from Yiyud, via Liba de Rabbi Yosef Reb Yehuda. And it's on Rabbi Yosef Reb Yehuda, to Amar Mos HaRishonos, Lav l'kiddushe Nitnu. Who holds the original Kenyan money that was given by the master, do not function as kiddushin. You have to give new. Why is that important? Because then it's considered not that the father sold, because it wasn't the father's money. It's that the Adon himself. So therefore, there would be able to be a marriage after this. But what Gemara says, 1 minute, the Amrit Nisuin, but if you say, even so, Yud creates Nisuin, still the father should be out of the picture. Kivachinise Shuvain Lavia Rishuspa. The father should still be out of the picture, even if it's not considered a Mechira Achar Ishus, but still the father shouldn't be in the picture, because Yud is Nisuin. So the Gemara says, the Elamai, what would make it better? Eris and Osa. That would make it better? Vishavin Shemochra. And then that would be better, but still, Ha'ein Adamochra is Bidul Shivcha Zacharishus. But you still have the same problem. Even after Erisin, he wouldn't be able to sell her. So you're right, Nisuin would have one problem, but even after Erisin, you would have the problem. Elamai, but what must you answer? Why would he be able to do that? Ma'is Lechalamemar, Shani Erisin Didam, Erisin Daviha. There's a difference if she has Erisin herself versus her father accepting Erisin on her behalf. So Afilatema Nisuin, Osa, even if you want to say Nisuin Osa, it's possible to say Shani, Nisuin Dida, Mi Nisuin Da Aviha. And if she is the one that creates her own marriage, the father is not out of the picture. And maybe the father would be able to have a hand in her marriage, in her Mechira, even after the Nisuin, if it was her own Nisuin. Okay, we're in the middle of a sentence, but it continues, but we'll have to stop here. We'll stop by Haimai, Hashem, we will continue with this discussion on tomorrow's daf.